This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under your mighty hand today. Just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth this night and forevermore. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anointed silver clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Prepare the people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Let the word of God go forth with clarity. In the name of Jesus, let signs and wonders follow the preaching and the teaching of the word of God, that the anointing of the word of God go forth, precious Father, and touch people's lives, bring encouragement and exhortation to their lives this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, Father, we'll give you the praise in advance for answering prayers, honorable requests, but most of all, the salvation to go forth this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Luke, the 12th chapter, and we'll be looking at verse 15 through 21. Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 15 through 21. And the word of God reads, "And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plenty. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good. Lay up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Whom shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that lay up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ and all those in radio land is listening to the teaching tonight. We thank God again for an opportunity to bring forth his word to uplift that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We thank God through the use of the internet, and we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So for that, we are thankful. We know that God is merciful and gracious. And in the year of 2022 that we are living in, a year of uncertainty, a year where things, chaos, have broken throughout the land. But we know that through all the chaos and deception that has gone on, we still serve a God that sits high and looks low, a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So tonight we're looking to the hills from which coming our help. We know that we are here to war and run with the war. At this present hour, in Ukraine and Russia is at war. Through the use of the television and radio, we hear news about what's going on. But we as a people, no matter who you are, all over the world, we should be interceding. We should be praying and asking God to extend grace and mercy on all those that will be affected by the war, casualty of the war, the displacement of families. And we're still blessed. Even during this pandemic, we are still a blessed people. So tonight, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about don't allow your possessions to control you. Don't allow your material possession to control you. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters in Christ, especially those that are saved, filled with the Holy Ghost on their way to heaven. We have to understand that we're not our own anymore, that we've been part with a price. God looks at people, whether saved or unsaved. He looks at us all alike on the same level. We know that we all have been born in sin. We know that there are some of us, such as myself and others, that are Christians, that came to the realization of knowing that we needed a Savior, knowing through the prayers of our loved ones, our co-workers, our friends and relatives, family and friends that stood in the gap for us. And God touched our life, brought us to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, as we proclaim our stand with the Lord, we are still mindful of people. There is hope that lies within us, lies within the Word of God. And even through this chaos, God can still bring peace where it seems to be no peace. Bible says in John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. These words of encouragement, of knowing that Jesus Christ is coming back for a church without spot, limits, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. Meanwhile, while we are in our waiting for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we still have a work to do. We as born-again believers that know that we can pray, and our prayers go beyond the roof of a building into the holies of holies. We need to pray, not just for ourselves, but for others as well. Matter of fact, we are to stand in the gap and pray for those that are less fortunate than we are. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters in Christ, here in the scripture, when we read in the book of Luke, Jesus is speaking. And the previous verse in verse 14, it says, and he said unto him, this was a brother talking to Jesus, concerning his, and he said, speak to him about dividing the inheritance with me. And Jesus said unto him, man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said, Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possessed. We are living in a culture here in 2022 where people, where people tries to make you as being fit in their way of thinking in society according to the possessions that you have accumulated. It would place you on a level where they think that you should be. But here Jesus is saying, beware of covetousness. Covetousness can lead to greed, and greed can lead to sin. So we have to beware and be on guard against greed, covetousness. Greed means, the meaning is having a selfish and excessive desire for more of something, such as money, that is needed. Or having envy towards people that have accumulated possessions in their lives. Well, covetousness will not satisfy the passion of the flesh. Remember this always, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that the accumulation of possessions will not provide worldly happiness. And you would say, preacher, well, give me an example. I'm glad you asked. Sometimes we can desire something so bad and so long that God would allow it to come your way, such as an example. It may be a home that you have been desiring and lusting for, and you finally had a chance to purchase it. Once you purchased it and you walked inside and the keys was placed in your hand, you were all happy. But you didn't take it into consideration the upkeep of the home. You didn't take it into consideration that how much it costs in order to maintain it. Sometimes we want something so bad that we can actually taste it. But when we have the privilege to get it, once we get it for a few days, we are excited. We are like the big dog in the pen. We are like as far as society goes, that we have accumulated things, a real estate that has worked as far as society goes. But deep down in our heart, once the newness of purchasing it have gone away, and we all of a sudden with these bills, house notes start coming every month. Well, the first couple of months may not have been bad, but along the way we realize that it was good to purchase it, but now it's going to be a struggle in order to maintain and keep it. We may have purchased a vehicle, a truck, a car, a luxury vehicle that we have been wanting for years. But after we purchase it, drove it around for a few, went to show our families, our friends, our coworkers, and then people, church folks, and People was all happy for us. And after a while, that got old. The suspense of maintaining the vehicle have got a little bit expensive. That's why, my brothers and sisters, we have to be careful not to purchase things that is out of our price range in order to maintain it. Sometimes we never know. You may have a warranty or whatever, but things break. And when it breaks, you find out how much it costs. You find out that desire that you had, all of a sudden, that you was all excited about, it has got old now. Don't allow your possession, your accumulation of material things, control your life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, here Jesus is saying, for a man's life or a woman's life consists not in the abundance of things which you possess. We sometimes feel that the more that we have, the more comfortable we'll be. Well, I stopped by tonight to give you a word of encouragement and also a word of caution. The more you accumulate, the more that you have to invest yourself in order to keep it. When you have one car, you have to only be concerned about one note. If it's paid for, you still have to bring it to the shop to have it maintenance and taken care of. But when you got three or four vehicles, and you find out that the bill get a little higher. So we have to be mindful of the fact that we know that our God should supply all of our needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 4:19. But we have to also be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. That's why we have to get the mind of Christ first before we make a decision concerning anything. Sometimes we be moved by emotion. Sometimes we be moving by selfish desires or fleshly lusts for things. Don't allow your accumulation of material possession control your life. Believers of Christ, a person's life does not consist in the abundance of their possession. Tell God, don't let money and possessions control your life in 2022. Bible says here in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covenant after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves throughout with many sorrows. Don't let greed get in the way of your need. God promised to supply our needs. He didn't mention about taking care of your greed, because greed is not of God. It is of self, and it is of the devil. So, beloved, don't allow greed to be your master. As we look around in 2022, in our culture today, again, we are oftentimes measuring ourselves and others by the size of our storehouses. You see, in the kingdom of God, however, the storehouses are sold And life is measured by what we do for others. Ministry is about people. Sometimes God have blessed us, and instead of sharing the blessing with somebody else, we want to put it in our six-figure bank account. We want to do improvement in homes and other projects. But God bless us to where we can be a blessing to someone else. By being a blessing to someone else, we are doing the godly command that he have allowed us. He have blessed us, trusting and believing that we would do right and trying to help somebody else along the way. To believer of Christ, no amount of wealth can secure our line with God. No amount. I don't care, you can have 2 pennies in your pocket, or you can have $1 million in the bank. No wealth, no amount of money will secure our life with God. No, we must come to him just the way we are, tore up on the floor. Come to him with a made up mind, with our heart fixed, knowing that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. People of God, true security is about priority of who or what God is in your life. Put God first, and everything else will fall in place. Don't allow your possession of things of this world control your life. People of God, possession can either rule us, or we can rule possession. I'm going to say it again. In this day and hour that we are living in 2022, people of God, possession, accumulation of material possessions can either rule us or we can rule them. So we need to put money and possession into the proper perspective so that they do not rule our lives and get in the way of our journey, our Christian journey. The hope that we have for making heaven our home. Child of God, do not let success go to your head. Beloved, always remember this, that success is a journey. Success is not a destination. It is a journey. Don't isolate yourself from reality by building a relationship with people who stroke your ego. Stop feeding your ego. Don't surround yourself with yes people, because it is like talking to yourself. We all need a challenge. We all need to get out of our comfort zone and do things different. Do things that is pleasing in God's eyesight. Child of God, never stop growing. Know your limitations. And admit when you do not know something about some things. Don't lead people on of trying to impress. No. If you don't know, you just don't know. Seek the Lord for wisdom. Who he is, the one that will provide it. He knows all things, and he can do all things. People of God, our God has called us to be wise with money and to work and live economically fruitful lives and be careful with our possessions. Don't allow your material possessions to control your life. Beloved, when we are here tonight, to do our part and God will do his. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which is called by my name, will just humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. We just thank God for each and every one that is listening in. We just ask that you continue to pray for us and with us as we pray for you. Amen. That during this time of what we are going through, time of uncertainty, we have to pray for one another like we never prayed before. Asking God to intervene and touch lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, God may have given you many material possessions, but he may have not given you, have not given you the power to enjoy those gifts. You see, in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, it says, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men, a man to whom God has given riches and honor, so that he wanted nothing for his own soul of all that he desired. Yet God gave it, you know, not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. Beloved, God may give possessions, but through future persecution, he may take away all of those possessions away from you in the end. You see, again, brothers and sisters in Christ, money is always and it's only temporary. Remember what I said earlier, the love of money is the root of all evil. Money itself is not evil, but it's what you can do with money that can cause you to do evil things. You see, money existed before us, and it will exit after us too. Money has to be put in circulation. People of God, we exist in time, in 2022, with money and with material possessions. But everything of value that we own will one day be passed on to others. So don't allow material possessions to control your life. Here in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 through 10. Word of God says, but godliness and contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can bring nothing out. And having food and clothing, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolishness, foolish and hurtful lusts, which drowns men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which some covet after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrow. Here, C.S. Lewis said, the secret to divinely delighting in one's own house is through sacrifice, through a certain crucifixion of self-relationship to it. Yes, we sacrifice our homes, our house, as we release our grip on it. And then it becomes an object of joy. Beloved, when it comes to possession, true delight is found on the other side of this interest. Believer of Christ, material blessing is only temporary. And it is our temporarily stewardship. But delighting in God and his gifts, it is our true and eternal vocation. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 through 24. It says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. Believer of Christ, the delight of sharing is what drove the early church in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, that drove the early church to share everything that they owned. When we look at Acts 2, verse 44 and 45, it says, and all that believed were together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and distributed them to all men as every man had need. Beloved, there is a special delight in our possessions when we don't think of them as mine, but we make use of them in order to increase the delight of others. So child of God, enjoy your possessions before they possess you. Always be mindful of this. As a child of God, God owns everything. And he owns, and we own, nothing. But every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of light, who has no variousness or shadow turning. Truth be told, we, as born-again believers, we are not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. We belong to the beloved family of God. But God owns it all. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns all the gold in Fort Knox. He owns, his ownership is upon everyone that believes and come to him as the gift of salvation was given. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God owns it all. He owns it all. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. He entrusts us with things that he allows us to have. But as believers of Christ, we have to understand that one day we have to give an account of our stewardship to him. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 through 21, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Child of God, see everything as a tool for God's glory, because he owns all. He owns it all anyhow. Believer of Christ, God owns everything. The earth belongs to the Lord, and the contents of the earth belongs to him. It belongs to the Lord. Also, the people on the earth belongs to God. Yes, God owns everything because he is the creator. Psalms 24, verse 3 says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Believer of Christ, be a person of whom have developed the right character, and heal towards the Lord. Who have developed the right character in their walk with Christ. Be a person whose actions are blameless in the sight of God. Be a person whose motivation are pure. Be a person who is a person that is faithful to God. Beloved, be a person who has the confidence of knowing that God will reward you at the right time. Yes, we must work while it is day, but night cometh when no man or woman can work. So again tonight, don't let your material possession control your life. It's not yours anyhow. God has just lent it to you. Again, in a culture that is consumed with material possessions, consumed with wealth. In fact, most are judged more by what they have accumulated than the character that they possess. It seems as if most can never get enough. Greed and envy gets in people's lives, in people's hearts, cause their action to do things that they are not, that they wouldn't do, but are driven by the spirit of greed. Here in the book of Matthew, again here in verse 19 through 24, Matthew 6, verse 19 through 24, it said, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. But where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You see, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eyes be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eyes be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he would hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon or wealth at the same time. Child of God, there's nothing wrong with working hard and achieving success. The problem begins when you allow the love of material possessions and the desire to accumulate them more, which sort of dictates your life. Jesus let us know here in Matthew 6, verse 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth. The eighth cause of the verse. And also in Matthew 6, 21, the eighth cause of the verse says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Beloved, we can store our treasures in one or two places, either upon the earth or in heaven. As believers of Christ, we have to understand that earthly treasures, Jesus declared that these treasures laid up on earth will suffer ruin and robbery. Many things in this life in 2022 are subject to rust, to rot, and to decay. Remember this, child of God, children of God, all that we accumulate down here on earth, it will one day fade away, or it will be left behind. So, beloved, heavenly treasure, those things which are laid up in heaven, does not suffer the same consequences as the earthly vessel treasures do. You see, the heavenly treasures, they are safe and they are secure in the Lord. Heavenly treasures is not subject to rust, rot, or decay. And there are no thieves in heaven to steal that which we have laid up there. All that one lays up in heaven will be there throughout all of eternity. Yes, beloved, believers of Christ, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Beloved, if you want to know what someone is passionate about, just consider where they spend their time and put forth their effort. Whatever is valuable to us, we will certainly spend time and effort to secure it and to ensure it and to ensure its well-being. Yes, beloved, child of God, if you focus on things with the proper righteous perspective, then your whole life will be filled with the light, and you will view things as God would have you to. You look beyond people's faults, and you see the need. You will always look at things in light of God's desire and acknowledging according to his will. Believer of Christ, a single eye that is filled with light will view treasure as it should be. The single eye will prevent greed from trying to come in into your life. It also will help against envy and a lack of compassion. A person who has evil in their heart sees what their eyes only want, what their eyes only desire, what their eyes demand of the flesh. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we will never acquire the treasure we need if we lack the proper perspective in 2022. So don't let your material possession control you. Beloved, no man or woman can serve two masters. Again, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon or wealth. Child of God, you cannot pledge your allegiance to both at the same time. You'll either prefer your earthly vessels and treasures, those things that are appealing to the flesh, or you will seek to lay up treasures in heaven. So the Bible says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So don't forget where your blessings come from. Praise the Lord for the goodness that he has provided us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. People of God, our God, he deserves priority over and above our own material possessions. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't allow your material possessions to control you. You have to always remember that God is a God that is a jealous God. We cannot put any other small g gods before him. He's God Almighty. He's the creator of the universe. He created us. He made us. He saved us for such a time as this. He have called us out of total darkness into his light, into the light that we have to go beyond our comfort zone and be the light of the world. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, don't allow your material possession to control your life. Jesus gave the parable of the rich man, how selfish he got. He had a bumper crop. You can read about it in Luke 12, verse 15 through 21. And he decided, instead of sharing with others, he got greedy. Let greed consume his life. Because he said within himself, I know my business. I'll build bigger in order to accumulate more. But God knows the set time. And he said, thy food this night, thy soul is required of you. So we never know, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when God will call you. You never know when your name will be pulled. It's given when your name will be called and your number will be pulled. So we must get ready and always be prepared for the unexpected. Be prepared to go back, to be back in right standing with God from this night forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, if you would like to contact us and write to us, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, you can reach us at Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries. And you can follow it to Dudley or Lisa at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God bless you. God keep you. Have a blessed evening. God's will and Jesus tarry. We'll meet again through the use of the internet on Friday. God bless. Have a blessed, safe night. In Jesus' name we pray. Good night.